Esme. We call them an eiderdown where I come from. Heh. There was a respite, then, have you brushed your tooth? And another pause, then, ooh, you haven't half got cold feet, Esme. No, they ain't. They're lovely and snug. And another silence, then, boots. Your boots. You've got your boots on. I should just think I have got my boots on, Githa Og. And your clothes. You haven't even undressed. You can't be too careful in foreign parts. There could be all sorts out there, a-creeping around. Magrat snuggled under the, what was it, duvet, and turned over. Granny Weatherwax appeared to need 1 hour's sleep a night, whereas Nanny Og would snore on a fence rail. Githa! Githa! Githa!
What?
Are you awake?
Am now.
I keep hearing a noise.
So do I.
Magrat dozed for a while. Githa! Githa!
What now?
I'm sure someone rattled our shutters.
Not at our time of life. Now, get back to sleep.
The air in the room was getting hotter and stuffier by the minute. Magrat got out of bed, unbolted the shutters and flung them back dramatically. There was a grunt and a distant thud of something hitting the ground. The full moon streamed in. She felt a lot better for that and got back into bed. It seemed no time at all before the voice from next door woke her again. Githa Og, what are you doing?
I'm having a snack.
Can't you sleep?
Just can't seem to be able to get off, Esme, said Nanny Og. Can't imagine why.
Yeah, that's garlic sausage you're eating. I'm actually sharing a bed with someone eating garlic sausage.
Hey, that's mine. Give it back.
Magrat was aware of booted footsteps in the pit of the night and the sound of a shutter being swung back in the next room. She thought she'd heard a faint oof and another muted thud.
I thought you liked garlic, Esme, said Nanny Og's resentful voice.
Sausage is all right in its place and its place ain't in bed. And don't you say a word now. Move over. You keep taking all the duvet.
After a while, the velvet silence was broken by Granny's deep and resonant snore. Shortly afterwards, it was joined by the genteel snoring of Nanny, who had spent far more time sleeping in company than Granny, and had evolved a more accommodating nasal orchestra. Granny's snore would have cut logs. Magrat folded the horrible round hard pillow over her ears and burrowed under the bedclothes.
End of CD 2.